Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger JP on the bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Right every day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks for listening whenever you can. You know, yesterday I think you were talking about you ran into like, was it yesterday? Yeah, a couple of different shortages or whatever, like Italian ice and stuff like that.
Another one happened today. I went
today?
To get my coffee like I do every day.
Yep.
I go to Starbucks, I get an iced coffee, and I get two Splenda. They've been out of Splenda for like 2 weeks. And
really?
I keep forgetting.
Shortage.
Yeah. So I said today, I was like, can I get, you know, iced coffee, two Splenda? They go, there's a shortage. We have a shortage on Splenda. We don't have any. I forgot. And then I'm like, well, add it to the list. Splenda, Italian ices, and
cracked pepper turkey.
Cracked pepper and lunch meats.
Yeah, any sort of lunch meat's possible.
How will you live your life, JP? How will you ever go on? Dun, dun, dun,
you have no idea what it's like being a white man who can't get cold cuts. You have no
idea. And you're splendorless.
I need my Splenda.
Right.
What do you use instead of Splenda, then?
The
pink stuff?
We had some here.
Oh, we have some here. Don't tell too many people.
We have a secret stash here. Huh. A secret Splenda stash for my iced coffee.
For the record, I don't understand why Rich Guy is in the mix, because that iced coffee cost me no more money from Starbucks as it does from Dunkin'.
Yes, but with a shortage of Splenda, the price of Splenda packets through the roof.
Probably.
Rich Guy knows. Rich, he knew it. He saw it coming ahead of time.
Rich Guy doesn't care. He will pay what it takes to get his Splenda.
Right.
I don't need to pay anything. I have plenty. I caused the shortage.
Oh, you did.
Huh? They'll get theirs in due time.
Oh, really?
I see you, Starbucks. I see you.
Ooh. Are you in cahoots with the AC guy? Is there a bunch of Splenda sitting on the dock?
Let me tell you something, Monica.
Yeah. AC salesman guy?
Yeah.
You know, when I tried to sell Brett an air conditioner, but I gave him a political opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the dock there are air conditioners, boxes, cases of Splenda.
Oh.
Along with Spumoni, flavored ice from Ralph's.
What is a Spumoni?
It's all there. All of JP's favorite flavors are just sitting there. It's melting.
Is that cracked pepper turkey, too?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Everything?
The smell is atrocious because it's rotting turkey.
Ew.
Melted ices.
Mm.
That's Splenda. Gross.
All over the air conditioners.
Well, maybe Rich Guy, your best friend, Rich Guy, who's, you know, maybe he can help you somehow replace it.
No!
All. He's got,
peasant.
You don't help air conditioner salesman.
We got a president in office. I don't know if I told you guys this.
That's right.
Who's paying people to stay at home while these ices melt on the dock. All over the air conditioners and the turkey. And now the Splenda packets are getting ruined, too, because the ices are melting onto the packets.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks, Biden.
I don't know why. Anyway.
So what else?
You're going to love this one, air conditioner salesman. So this shortage is Taco Bell is huge, and they put a big orange banner on their website. Sorry if we can't feed your current crave due to national ingredient shortages and delivery delays. We may be out of some items. So they put that there, but social media, of course, was on this for a while. People have been talking about it on Reddit and on Twitter or whatever. Somebody tweeted right away. They're like, listen, Taco Bell employee just told me there's a national shortage of everything right now, so I'm going to get my economic news exclusively from drive-thru employees from now on.
Not bad.
Kind of funny. But the complaints all across social media are lack of beef, lack of chicken, lack of hot sauce, lack of 10-inch tortillas, and lack of anything fresh like lettuce and tomato.
This just in Taco Bell. All you got to do is go to
Isn't that crazy?
Go to Costco. plenty of 10-inch tortillas.
Yeah, don't go in my freezer because that's all there is in there is 10-inch tortillas.
Wouldn't it be great if Roger showed up in a trench coat and he knocks on the Taco Bell door, he just opens up one side of the trench coat. He's got whole wheat tortillas. He's got corn tortillas. Yes. He's got regular tortillas.
I've got carb balanced
He's got
tortillas.
Low-carb tortillas. You got chalupa shells?
Yeah.
Psst, I got the stuff.
If you need them, I got them.
I got the stuff. Yeah. Bring the gordita shells and the chalupa shells.
So you might not run into like all these things being short in one place, but you might run into at least one of them. There's someone who's like, they went through one Taco Bell. They said, no chicken or beef. I just had black beans and a hard shell. Not worth it.
Now, no chicken or beef, but did they charge
that was at one place.
Did they charge him the full price?
Doesn't say.
I would think not.
And we just did a story yesterday how Taco Bell's bringing back.
Right.
The nacho fries.
Right.
How are you bringing back a new item? How are you bringing an old item back to life with a shortage of everything that goes on it?
You know what got off the docks? Cases of potatoes.
Right. That's the only thing that survived. It's not just the fries. It's everything that goes on. That's nacho fries.
So it's the beef. Nacho fries sold separately. They were a side item. Like, here's the fries. Here's your cheese dipping sauce.
Not from the picture that they showed yesterday.
I understand. That's like the nacho
loaded.
Fries.
Nacho supreme. Nacho fry supreme.
Right. Probably something like that. Right.
Oh,
but they called them nacho fries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now they're nobody's fries. They're not your fries.
They're not your fries.
They're not my fries. They're just sitting on a dock.
No, that dock it's just one dock and it's pretty full.
Mm.
It's the ports are just, they're closed.
Whose fault is it?
You know whose fault it is? I don't know if I told you guys. Mm. We got a president in office right now.
Yeah.
Who is paying people to sit at home.
That's what he's doing?
Till September.
Wow.
And you know what's going to happen in September? It's going to be extended to next September.
Oh, wow. Then
the smell in the docks of rotten nacho fries and chalupa shells and melted Italian ice is all over the air conditioners. Mm. This is going to be a ding and dent sale of air conditioners with melted Italian ices in the ACs.
The good news is they'll probably smell great.
It's going to smell great. Whatever you want, Taco Bell flavored air conditioners, we got it. You want wild cherry air conditioner filters? We got that.
Well, the AC salesman guy is more on than we know because even Taco Bell and Chick-fil-A, a lot of people talk about, it's all meat processors and the trucking industry that holds everything back, so
I don't know.
If they're processing it, it ends up on a dock somewhere, and it's not getting...
I don't know about the whole meat processing thing, because I went to Costco the other day with my daughter. There was not a shortage of anything. Now, it might have been a little bit more pricey. I don't know, because I wasn't buying it.
Might have been delivery
I bought chicken, like a whole big thing of chicken breast. Yeah. We bought a whole big, three racks of ribs, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But it wasn't like there was, like, empty spaces on the meat on the meat side of things.
Well, that's good.
That didn't exist. So don't give me that crap. I think air conditioner guy's right. There's a president.
So I'm just beaten down.
You about had it, huh?
Knowing that all that delicious food and air conditioners are just sitting on the docks like that, it's... This president, I don't know if you guys know this or not.
Don't you guys feel like, though, like there's all these little shortages? Okay, they're funny headlines, or it's at Taco Bell, that's fine. But like if Taco Bell can't get beef or chicken in some of their stores or whatever, like how long is it till we can't get beef or chicken? I mean, literally.
The upside is
that I feel like this stuff's going to ripple to us eventually. Now, we got the problems like the restaurants have the problems.
The positive takeaway from all this is that they are actually using beef and chicken.
That is a big up. True. Big positive.
Meow.
There is no mention of a shortage of cats.
Right. In case you thought they were using cats.
No.
It's
the real stuff. So, just so you know, if they're short of something, expect it. And I think it's going to happen to everybody. If they're short of it, then why wouldn't McDonald's or Burger King or somebody have a shortage of beef, maybe, or Chick-fil-A chicken, whatever. So
I'm going to start hoarding refried beans. I kind of already do.
I don't think you have to worry about that one.
I don't think so.
That's the one item that Taco Bell does have.
In the whole pandemic, there was never a shortage of cans of refried beans in the supermarket.
That's all I really need.
Other stuff, tuna fish ran out. All sorts of things ran out. Not refried beans.
Plus, there's a lot of things you could put in that can and just tell people it's refried beans and they'd never know.
Hmm.
What? I would know.
You would?
My Poopies. Favorite. No. Oh, my God.
You get one brand? Is one brand favorite? Or are they all just really the same? Because all refried beans look the same.
I don't know if they're all the same, but they're all, I get them, I don't care what brand, and then I add my own spice.
Oh.
Does it make you farty?
No.
Yes, it does.
And do you laugh when it happens?
You're not the only person that beans do not make fart. That's not you.
Like, it doesn't, like, make me gassy by any means because I feel like it's my, I don't know. I'm just used, it's like a comfort food for me.
DNA?
Well, some people like meatloaf and mashed potatoes or whatever. That's their comfort food. I, like, crave and need refried beans to make me happy sometimes. So I feel like my body needs it. So it's not going to make it gassy. Mm-hmm. It's going to fulfill a need of
needs the fiber and the protein.
It's okay if you say it makes you farty.
It doesn't. So.
Excuse me.
And then you giggle and laugh and say, "Wow, that was a good one."
And then you waft it up to your face to see if it was to see if it smelled.
Who does that? And if you say you, what is your? I want to swear so bad. What is your effing problem? If that is honestly, legitimately, what you're doing?
I would never do that.
You are the most disgusting. You know how when sometimes someone does something really gross and you say it in a weird accent, you're like animal or whatever. That's an animal.
Animal.
Monica, rank us right now. Here we go.
He's on the bottom.
It's not a reason to hate me.
Oh, it's disgusting. Yes, it is.
First off, I don't do that.
Why?
I think you came up with the idea. I think you had details.
You invented cupping.
I saw it in a movie.
Mm-hmm, you invented fart cupping. Mm-hmm. You know, last night I texted Monica. I got stuck in. Ted was on one of the Showtime channels, I think, with Mark Wahlberg and the teddy bear and the whole thing. And I texted Monica, like, I was crying laughing at some of the jokes. I'm like, if you haven't seen Ted, you have to put this on a list of movies that you have to see.
What, Ted?
Well, she had, yeah. But meanwhile, Monica has seen it, even though there's a lot of offensive stuff in it. I'm like, just put that to the side. And she said, no, I've already seen it despite that. And one of the scenes is when Wahlberg's in the restaurant and he makes, what's-her-name, laugh because he farts in the restaurant. And then he says... And then she says, oh, no, that's horrible. He goes, don't worry, I pushed it down. He says, look over. There's two guys having a business meeting. He goes, look over there. Let's see which one it hits first. And this guy goes, oh. And the other guy next to him reacts. He's like, I'm here on business. Just hilarious. Like, just horrible humor. It's the same idea, Monica. Instead of cupping it, he let it go for somebody else to catch.
Right.
No, I have issues when it comes to that because I told you already my ex used to be in Publix or grocery store and purposely like do it and then walk in the next aisle. Like that's gross. That's not.
That's animal.
How come that's animal but your little scenario?
I don't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now I know in a food shortage, get refried beans. There's plenty of them at the restaurant.
All right, so maybe I do.
And it could be fun.
If we're all being honest, there's not a dude in this room that hasn't wafted it up to his face.
Why
there's
would not you a do guy.
If they say they never did it, they're lying.
When it happens in bed, you don't like move the sheets. Just
see, there's two.
Why do you want to smell it? It's going to, first of all, I'm putting I want to put my shirt over my nose. Here's the thing.
It's not that you want to smell it.
You're going to smell
it anyway.
You just
want to see if it smells.
You know it's going to smell. It's going to smell.
That's not true.
Oh, your farts don't stink?
No,
not all the time.
Sometimes they don't.
A good day.
You know what you could do? You could just sit there if you wanted, if for some reason you had this desire and need to know if it smells or not, which is weird in and of itself. But if you have that desire, just sit there for a second. You're either going to smell it or you're not. You don't got to cup anything.
You don't have to.
Then don't.
But it helps concentrate it so you can really judge it.
Yeah,
and
especially if you know somebody might be entering the room, because then you can play defense.
And this is why I'm talking about the sheets thing. You don't want to just let it sit under there, under the blanket.
And all of a sudden, somebody gets in
right.
Bed and they get
no, because then
the
you
face.
Leave it there, and then that's horrible. Right. So you want to quick clear it out, clear it out.
I will tell you right now,
unless it's just you,
before the fuzz
gets
here,
you can wallow with it and giggle.
That was the number one reason why, when I was married and we did sleep in the same bed, we had different sets of covers. Like, I had one set of covers I was under, and he had, because he was so gross with that.
Did you have a wall between you to block
I don't
him?
Need to be underneath his. Yeah, because he was just that stank. And then we each had a bottle of spray on each side of our beds.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I was not going to smell his stank. You know what I mean?
How did this not last? I mean, it's just...
So much love.
But we both agreed to it. We're like, okay, I get my own bottle. You get your own bottle because, you might not spray enough.
God.
And then I'm not smelling your stank and ew.
Boy, you're so glad you're done with him. That's
so nice to not have to sleep with a bottle of spray next to my bed.
You have your own set of sheets, like on top of his?
Yep. No, they were just separate. They were just right down the middle. So, I just tucked them under my own self. You know
so
what
you
I mean?
Bought like twin size sheets for a queen bed or something like that?
No, we
had. And you each had your own?
Queen size sheets for the queen size bed, but I just had my own sheets and comforter, and then he had his own sheets and comforter.
And he's lifting up your sheets and going, here, have some of this.
Nope. No. Yeah.
Well, that's quite a marriage. Thanks for bringing it up again. All right, Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Maybe that's why it lasted so long as it did. Maybe because of that. Right. Maybe that saved it.
How many years of
parts well, we're together for 18 years, so, you know. We moved in together
separate
after
sheets.
Two, so, yeah.
That's a lot of stinkies.
Trust me, I know.
800-771-1025, 727-579-1025, anytime you want to be part of the show on the phones.
You loved him.
Yep.
Is that a bad thing? Yes, I did. I loved a man and I married him.
You loved his stinky poopies.
No.
Poopies.
And all those horrible habits.
I love you.